way of non-violence. It's the only path to start the revolution of everlasting peace. Become a messiah, because the world is insane. It's no time to be passive. Take decisive action. Receive the new dispensation of universal priesthood, of the Pentecostal flame. No religious boundaries.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Realization of our oneness. Heal the separation by going out as sheep among wolves, treading on scorpions, filled with fiery light, working day and night to bring home the lost and broken, bring them back into the fold of the fullness of heaven, the kingdom within him, by a mystical enlightenment, awakening in this new age. Be your own sage.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Don't fall back asleep. The time of now is crucial to spread the holy virus of God union, the bliss of God communion, and sweet samadhi. Don't forget nirvana, cosmic conscious for all, sons and daughters of the absolute, your one and true identity. Pray for your brothers and sisters, for the family of the Most High.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Can't live in a bubble, come out of solitude, and sow some seeds on fertile ground, like the world on fire, with the Holy Spirit. Some call it Shakti, or the life force, housed in the spine. Ascending and descending angels, here to help in the cause of bringing heaven to earth.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Wow.
Well, hello and welcome to Turning Points and Transformations. I'm Brian Rice from OFJ, which stands for the Order of the Friends of Yeshua, a transdenominational group that is all-inclusive of all spirituality and all paths, and recognizes that each person has their own path to take on the road to the divine and into God and self-realization. I want to indicate that this show is also going to be available on turningpointsandtransformations.org. That's turningpointsandtransformations.org. We are bringing you a lineup of shows here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. And this show, Turning Points and Transformations, has been doing very well. And I have to thank you for that. And for it to continue to do well, I want you to continue to visit the archives and check out past shows. But you can get a hold of shows for your own ownership, put on your iPods, MP3 players, things like that, by going to turningpointsandtransformations.org and checking them out in the e-store. And for a mere 99 cents an episode, you can have past episodes at your disposal to download. So that's all secure payment. Just wanted to put that out there. And also, turningpointsandtransformations.org is a listener-supported network as well. So any type of help that you can give in that cause is much appreciated. Okay, I want to get to the matter of business for today and for the next several weeks. We are going to be doing a program called Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire, which is a gentle Kundalini Jnana Yoga meditation program inspired by the silent mind meditation technique is taught by Anmol Mehta, one of my former teachers. And it will have adapted commentary by myself, Brian Rice. Now, what are you in store for? I can simplify, and it's not the most simple answer, but I can simplify the explanation of this program down to perceiving the mind in action through direct perception by observing a fact in action that best explains a state of continued pursuit or struggle, and then, through witnessing consciousness, negating the fact that you're perceiving, then releasing its grip over you. Okay, this program, this whole program, the Silent Mind Meditation Program, Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire, is it's a special path. Jnana Yoga is the path of wisdom and discernment, and Kundalini Yoga is the yoga of awareness, energy, and awareness. And when combined, these two, you have a potent force to offer you, and I guarantee you that you will get results from this program. I did, and I most certainly did, and it's really changed my life and allowed me to transcend the ordinary reactive mind. That's what we're after in this program. So, let's give an overview. This is from an adaption that I have made. Though the task may seem insurmountable, through this meditation program, Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire, you'll be able to return the mind to its primal first state of original stillness for the purpose of suspending thoughts so that they no longer distort your primordial, first right relationship to pure reality and that which exists beyond time and space. The goal of the Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire program is to realize the true self, the Atman, the Christ consciousness, or Krishna consciousness, or your Buddha nature within, by liberating the mind from the endless, incessant, obsessive, fixation-bound thoughts that lead one to endlessly struggle, pursue, and strive to attain in a manner like a dog chasing its tail, only to tire and to fall into the ignorance of sleep, never satisfied. Now the system you will engage with is inspired by, as I said, the Silent Mind Meditation Program originally designed by Anmol Mehta from anmolmehta.com. It took his meditation certification course
and went through the program, and it has had tremendous benefits in my life. So I'm advocating for it. Check it out. It's online. And this adaption here is audio adaption, so it has some perks of its own. But if you want the written version, it's at anmolmeta.com. That's anmolmeta.com. So we want to suspend thought, creating pure silence for the practitioner of Dhyana Yoga meditation. So as I said, the system, in the system, you will engage with its, with, excuse me, I'm tongue-tied there. The system, in it, you will engage with Silent Mind Meditation Program, originally designed by Anmolmeta, in which one directly interacts and suspends thought, creating pure silence for the practitioner of Dhyana Yoga meditation, or the yoga of wisdom and discernment. Now, we want to experience that primal first truth of what really is, the I Am conscious presence of radical beingness. What does that mean? Primal first truth of what really is, the I Am conscious presence of radical beingness. Well, it's reality itself, unadulterated, uninhibited, non-infringed upon. In the Silencing a Thousand Barking Dogs of Desire Dhyana Yoga program, the practitioner's aim is to use the innate powers of the mind to regulate itself at a deep core level while cultivating acute perception into the mechanics of thought and seeing the machine of mind at work from that primal, primordial first state of being. Now, this program incorporates the use of yoga, yoga philosophy, lectures about the mechanics of thought and desire as dominant forces in our lives, pranayama as well, breath control, and bandhas, body locks to channel life force and shakti energy, to construct sacred space that supports mind-silencing meditations on which this program is built. The program spans 12 weeks, and early in the program, you'll learn basic meditations and selected yoga sets to allow you yourself, the practitioner, to self-initiate oneself and prepare them, or you, rather, for the more vital mind-silencing insight meditations that are built upon, are built into the course as it progresses. Therefore, this approach to deep inner communion with the infinite or yogic mind, the neutral mind, the superconscious awareness, is fitting for the novice as well as the advanced practitioner. The Silencing a Thousand Barking Dogs of Desire Dhyana Yoga program is an efficient tactic for transcendence of the ordinary but very reactive, restless, struggling, obsessive, habit-bound sense mind, known as manas, by employing the higher faculty known as buddhi, the discriminating intellect, through a seven-step process involving recognition, releasement, and realization via direct perception in the yogic limbs of dharana, concentration, dhyana, meditation, cultivating the space for samadhi, or the absorption into oneness with the infinite, to naturally unfold when the time is right. Now, this Dhyana Yoga program, in its essence, is gaining comprehension of the mind while it is in action on a moment-to-moment basis through the use of direct perception. The goal through the seven-step technique, which you'll learn about later in later episodes, along with the application of certain specific mind-silencing meditations, as you will learn through the phases of the program, is to catch a glimpse of a fact in action that is directly related to the reality and mechanics of desire as they relate to states of pursuit that drive a person to ultimately struggle. The expectation is that you are going to bring about witnessing and observing consciousness, comprehending the fact of desire working in you directly. It's a technique for gaining explosive insight about the workings of the mind, You will soon learn about the seven-step technique and all advanced mind-silencing meditations. Now, what is the ultimate goal of the program? It's not only to transcend the reactive, habitual, enslaved mind, but to unite or yoke oneself through yoga with absolute reality through, in this case, Jnana Yoga, the yoga of discernment and wisdom, which utilizes the discriminating buddhi aspect of mind. Now, discover your true human and inborn divine nature through this challenge. Remember, aim high. Attitude and altitude are crucial in the unveiling process you will undergo. Through passionate, honest, courageous application of intelligence, or buddhi, you will experience transformation and reach a breakthrough in explosive insight. Okay, let's begin with Chapter 1 and our introduction. You're about to embark on the Silencing a Thousand Barking Dogs of Desire Jnana Yoga program, based on the Silent Mind Meditation program. So I welcome you. The overall optimal goal of this form of silent mind meditation is to still the mind of thought currents, thought waves, or vrittis, mind fluctuations, and suspend all thought activity to cultivate a state of no mind, consciousness not identified with thought. Now, to anyone new to meditation, the reasons for embarking on this path are many. The central, or the primary one, is to come face to face with pure reality for what it is without distortion or alteration from the currents, waves, and projections of thoughts. Now, if the mind-body system naturally produces spur-of-the-moment joy, intense compassion, and insightful wisdom, there would be no need for a program such as this. But the stark reality is that it is not a perfect maxim. Most of us would admit that we find ourselves in some manner of restlessness or displeasure. This state comes about as a result of a continuous struggle to attain, to achieve, where such attainments or achievements produce only temporary, fleeting happiness that does not last. Furthermore, the relentless struggle both creates and emphasizes an egocentric reality, which absorbs our awareness, creates the illusion or delusion of a separative existence, and keeps us blind of the true nature of things, which is that we are an indivisible part of a oneness that is blissful and eternal. Seeing this truth brings with it the realization that we are already fulfilled and complete, and ends the cycle of struggle and misery. Mind-silencing meditation is designed to make this happen, to free awareness from the abstract reality of endless egocentric thoughts and merge it with the infinite reality of the whole. Now, unfortunately, no matter what you have been told or read, this is not a trivial task. The mind is subtle, and thoughts are elusive and swift. Adding to the difficulty is that the habit of thinking and struggling runs deep and strong and will not be easily extinguished. Fortunately, as humans, we have the potential to master the necessary art and summon the needed energy to enable us to still the mind and break free of this wearisome and unfruitful pattern. Mind-silencing meditation will guide you in doing this. The program will work to increase your energy and to help you to develop the art of acute observation, which results in freeing awareness from the entrapments of ordinary, self-indulgent mind. Now, the 12-week program that follows will work on your many dimensions and attributes to make this possible. Silent mind meditation builds to progressively more advanced stages and challenges, which in turn require a strong foundation to work off of. Thus, it is recommended that you participate in the entire program sequentially and systematically as designed. Even if you are an advanced practitioner, it is still advised that you go through the earliest stages, as many of the concepts and practices may be new to you. Not having mastered them could hinder your progress later. Anmol wished you, and I wish you, best wishes on this journey. Now, there are two main branches to the Silent Mind Meditation Program. One branch is focused on developing the necessary attributes and conditions of optimal vitality required to participate in the Silent Mind Meditations. This branch will work on the three dimensions of your being, physical, emotional, and psychological, purifying and balancing your systems and increasing your energy. The second is the meditations themselves. These are the core of the practice, and herein will lie the opportunities for transcending the ordinary mind. Both branches work in parallel and look to build progressively to more advanced stages. Now, there's a table in the written version, and it provides an overview of the program and gives an overall picture as to what the strategy is. In weeks 1 through 4, the physical aspect is yoga for meditation, which you'll learn more about. The emotional aspect, you'll learn about confidence and its importance in this program. The psychological element will focus on honesty. In the meditations, the first 4 weeks are breath, sound, body, and third eye. In weeks 5 through 8, the physical aspect is yoga for energy. Now, these sets are contained in the appendix to the program, the written program, again, at anmolmeta.com, if you want to look at that. The emotional aspect for phase 2, or weeks 5 through 8, is passion. The psychological element is urgency. And the meditations are both basic meditations that we use in phase 1 and the beginning to use the Silent Mind meditations, which you'll learn about. And then finally, in phase 3, weeks 9 through 12, the physical attribute will be yoga for awareness. The emotional attribute that you'll be learning about is sensitivity. The psychological attribute that you'll be learning about is non-attachment. And the meditations are the advanced silent mind meditations themselves. Now, as we're in this overview, I'll continue to say that each week consists of exercises and meditations that are targeting the following two goals: refining of your energy and helping you to master the power of attention in order to break free of the conditioning of egocentric effort. Overall, there are three phases to the program, with each phase consisting of 4 weeks, as I just mentioned above briefly. In each phase, particular attributes of your being, as I mentioned, physical or emotional and psychological, are focused upon in certain meditations are practiced. The attributes targeted are the essential components for laying the foundation for successful practice. The meditations in turn look to build up the mind so that it can then exploit the more powerful silent mind meditations, which begin from the 6th week onwards, which is the middle of phase 2. The time required for practice is 1 hour per day, although later in the program, you may well wish to spend more. Now, the most important part of this practice is to do it. This is best accomplished if a set time is put aside every day, preferably in the morning, to complete the required work as best as you can, regardless of mood. The rest of the chapters will delve into the particulars of the three phases of the program. The three sections that follow, one for each phase, consist of 5 chapters each. The first chapter being a table detailing the daily practice that must be done over that phase, followed by 4 chapters which explore each of the dimensions and the meditations for that phase in depth. Now, we're just going to do an overview of phase one. This is from chapter 3 of the Silent Mind Meditation Program, Daily Yoga and Meditation Practice. You're basically ready to begin the program. It's worth reiterating the advice that of paramount importance is to dive into the actual work that this program prescribes and be consistent and regular with your daily practice. The program itself is designed to build your character and resolve. Thus, the more you do the daily work, the easier it gets to establish consistency. This also means that the first 4 weeks are very critical, as they are the time when you are most vulnerable to your weaknesses. Keeping this in mind, make a firm resolution and start. Now, in the table that I'm going to be just revealing to you is a summary of phase one. The details are presented in the chapters on the respective topics that follow. In weeks 1 through 4, you'll be doing the yoga for meditation set. This will take 40 minutes to do, after which you will do the basic meditation for that week for 20 minutes. It is best not to have eaten a heavy meal for at least 1 to 2 hours before doing your daily practice, and to wear loose, comfortable clothing for both yoga and meditation sessions. Also, you don't want to overdo the exercises, especially if you find any of them causing you pain or excessive discomfort. Use common sense and walk the middle path, not being lazy, and at the same time not being a fanatic and risking injury. The importance of confidence and honesty will be central themes for the emotional and psychological dimensions, respectively, for this phase. So in week one, in addition to the yoga for meditation, we'll be doing the breath, the basic breath meditation. Week one will be next week. That'll be followed by week two, doing yoga for meditation, and then the basic body meditation. And then in week three, doing yoga for meditation, preparing you to sit for long periods of time, and the basic sound meditation technique. And then in week four, yoga for meditation. And basic meditation for 20 minutes is the third eye meditation. Now, chapter 4, yoga for meditation. The goal of the physical work that you do during weeks 1 through 4 is to help make the body transparent, invisible. For many of us, the body is used to being the center of attention. The master, or the body is used to being the spoiled child, or the spoiled child. During your meditation sessions, you are going to hold physically still, and the body is going to be mighty upset about being treated this way. It's not that the body minds being still. It's that it does not want to lose its rank as commander-in-chief and be forced to do things your way. It has been used to getting its way, having every itch scratched. Now that is no longer going to be the case. Expect a fight. To help in achieving this surrendering of the body, it is wise to help it regain some of the flexibility and suppleness that it inherently has. Thus, the first yoga phase will focus on specific stretching exercises and postures that will ease the difficulty of sitting still and help manage the resistance that the body is going to put up. In addition, the postures and exercises are going to help strengthen and purify the body and mind at many levels. These benefits, along with the cautions and modifications, are provided alongside each exercise illustrated as described in Appendix 1, the Yoga for Meditation set, which we'll learn about next time. This set takes about 40 minutes to complete and should be practiced daily for Phase 1. Now, the type of breathing that accompanies each exercise is also stated, and these various breaths are described in the section below. breath work, basic pranayama. Although developing your flexibility is going to go a long way in helping you to sit still, the body will nevertheless conjure up various minor physical disturbances to try to regain its rank as boss. The best antidote to this, is simply to ignore the disturbance while in meditation. As you refuse firmly to submit to these demands, the body will settle down and relinquish its desire for control. So the combination of the yoga for meditation practice, along with the meditation work in phase one, will help you prevent the body from becoming an obstacle on your journey towards the mastery of meditation. We'll go over the basic breath work here in this episode, and in the next episode, we'll be getting you started with the yoga for meditation and the basic meditations that follow. Breath work, basic pranayama. Your first action when being born into life was to take a breath, and now, when you're about to begin the journey to being born into reality with a capital R, again, breath is the place to start. Breathing plays a key role in the silent mind meditations for two specific reasons. First, it is the source of vital energy or prana for the entire being. And second, the movement of the mind and emotions is closely tied to our breathing patterns. Thus, breathing impacts the vitality of our physical systems, our moods, and finally intimately affects the velocity of our thoughts. Specific breathing techniques that you will learn and practice will help in particular aspects of the Silent Mind meditation program. The science of breath manipulation is called pranayama, and for phase one, you'll be introduced to some basic pranic exercises. When it comes to pranayama, it is best not to overdo it. This holds true, or especially bear with me for 1 minute, folks. Especially true for exercises that require suspension of breath. So this holds especially true for exercises that require suspension of breath for any significant period of time. Now, during the first 4 weeks, you will primarily practice three types of breathing: long deep breathing, LDB, breath of fire, BOF, and silk thread breath, STB, none of which require suspension. It is important to adhere to this caution and not jump ahead. If you are new to pranayama, from a yogic perspective, you don't want to do that. From a yogic perspective, prana is the nuclear energy of atoms, and it is important to approach this energy with respect and caution. Now, below are the three breaths you'll be using extensively during phase one. These are also described in Appendix 1 in the Yoga for Meditation set. But let's get an introduction to it today. Long deep breathing. Description. Breathing is done by taking full deep breaths through the nose. Now, the key to long deep breathing is to fill the lungs entirely on the inhalation and then exhale completely. The diaphragm is kept relaxed and the stomach expands out on the inhalation and back in on the exhalation. The chest also rises and falls during long deep breathing. Long deep breathing sounds like this. What are the benefits of long deep breathing? Long deep breathing is excellent for expanding one's lung capacity and bringing in maximum amounts of oxygen to the system. Cautions: if you feel dizzy, return to normal breathing. but in general, long deep breathing should not pose much difficulty for you. The second breath is breath of fire. Breathing is done rapidly through the nose with equal emphasis on the inhalation and exhalation, like very fast sniffing. It sounds like this. What you want to do is keep the abdomen relaxed and allow it to pulse automatically with the breath. Remember that breath is not taken in very deep and the pace is fast, about 3 cycles per second. Benefits of breath of fire. Breath of fire is the breath to do when you want to increase your energy and quickly oxygenate your blood. It generates heat in the body. It helps detoxify your system and synchronizes your entire system under one rhythm. There are some cautions. If you feel dizzy, slow down the force and or speed at which you're doing the breathing. Or you can substitute long deep breathing for breath of fire until you feel ready to switch to breath of fire again. And the third breath we'll be referring to is silk thread breath. This breath is one that correlates to the mind that is in meditation, in contrast to breath of fire and long deep breathing. It is very smooth, light, a deep breath that, like silk, a silk thread, is almost unnoticeable. It is very quiet and silent, and there may be a prolonged gap between the inhalation and exhalation. Later, in the Silent Mind Meditation Program, you will find that this gap corresponds directly to the state of mind that is silencing itself with thought. What are the benefits of silk thread breath? As mentioned above, the movement of the mind is closely tied to the breath, and the deep, silent nature of this breath influences the mind to also slow down and move inward. Cautions. There are no significant cautions to mention, except to not prolong the gap between the inhalation and exhalation. Let it emerge naturally, and don't force the space artificially. One more thing we want to talk about for phase one is confidence. This is in chapter 5 of the Silent Mind Meditation Program. The chapters on the emotional and psychological characteristics essential for establishing a successful practice are geared to developing both your understanding and your spirit. These attributes, unlike the physical work in meditations, are aspects that you can work on throughout the day, and not just during the time set aside for formal practice. In other words, during each phase, concentrate on developing the emotional and psychological traits outlined for that phase. Now, the 3 emotional traits that Silent Mind emphasizes are confidence, passion, and sensitivity. Of these 3, the place to begin is confidence. When it comes to the pursuit of the truth, outside entities can only guide, inspire, and/or stimulate us. The actual work is completely individual. Thus, it is of paramount importance to have confidence in yourself, so you can walk the necessary path. You have to believe that you will be able to find your way out of the world of abstraction and encounter what lies beyond. Right understanding, right effort, and right attitude will go a long way in building the self-belief. Let's begin with right understanding. Recognize your direct one-to-one relationship with the universe. Society has interjected itself so completely into our minds and heart that we have lost our sovereignty over our lives. In reality, there is a fundamental connection between just you and life, and there is nothing whatsoever in between. Get rid of all you have borrowed from outside sources and try to see life with your own eyes. The impact of this understanding gives one a sense of aloneness, not loneliness, and brings with it a sense of power and freedom, essential to sustaining your spirit. Now, one technique for bringing forth this insight is described below. As unusual as it may seem, one of the most effective ways to bring about this revelation is contemplating your impending death. The finality and individual nature of this event can make one acutely aware of the direct relationship one has with life. You have been born into this universe. That is the only license you need in order to live your life according to your terms. Reflecting on death brings home this point. Being able to stand alone gives you immense strength. Now, moving on to right effort. Another important factor in contributing to your overall confidence is going to be the physical work that you participate in. Often during silent mind meditation sessions, we will be entering unknown areas of our life or encountering new phenomena. Such experiences can be a little unnerving, mentally, as well as physically. In either case, the more physically capable we feel of handling whatever life may throw at us, the more we will be able to be willing to explore, experiment, and go further. The physical work will also improve our level of energy and vitality, both of which will give us more confidence. In addition to right understanding, right effort, and right effort is right attitudes. Having a good sense of humor and a happy frame of mind is also going to play an important role in keeping your confidence up. One thing to make clear on the onset is that although the rewards of silent mind are profound, they are not easily attained. In particular, silent mind meditations are hard work, and there are no guarantees. And because we want quick rewards and are greedy for results, we often get disappointed and can easily get discouraged. So it helps to be a happy person, one with a playful nature and a sense of humor, who can withstand the difficulties encountered on this journey without losing their spirit. The importance of having a sense of humor cannot be overstated, as you will soon realize that it is better to laugh at the antics of your mind than to take it to task or to become demoralized. And one final attitude worth cultivating, which will be helpful in preventing you from getting down on yourself, is to realize that results are not in your hands. What is the effort you put in. This will become deeply clear as we journey into the silent mind meditations and start to realize the limitations of will. So remind yourself, if you start to get frustrated or feel incapable, that it is an emphasis on achievements that is lending itself to this frustration, and that rewards are not under your control. One final note with regard to confidence is that not only do you need self-confidence, you also need to have confidence in the universe. Finally, to let go and jump out of the ordinary egocentric mind, it will require faith that the universe is there to catch you. So have courage that the powers that made you will not let you down when you need them most. So I went over confidence, which is an aspect in phase one. And the next thing to go over is honesty. And this is the final thing we'll go over before we turn you loose with yoga for meditation and basic meditation techniques next week. So in chapter 6 of the Silent Mind Meditation Program, about honesty, in the previous chapter regarding confidence, we have also asked you to develop and demonstrate courage. This courage is needed to face yourself as you really currently are. Silent mind meditation is a journey back to your natural self, but to get there, you have to pass through all the false personas that you have embellished. To do this demands absolute and complete sincerity, and such sincerity demands courage, as you may not like what you start to uncover as you press on. There are three primary benefits of complete honesty. These are as follows. Number one, honesty is going to play a pivotal role in helping you establish your practice by making you face the weaknesses that inevitably end up disrupting your progress. The admittance of these weaknesses is essential if you're going to overcome them. Deep honesty will not allow you to make false excuses for not doing the needed work, and this same honesty will give you the opportunity to challenge the weaknesses and overcome them. Number two, honesty is going to free up all the energy that is wasted in trying to keep up false faces. So all the endless inward dialogue that takes place in trying to keep us or keep up an image is what I'm talking about. What you're going to say, how you're going to behave, how you're going to be looked upon, etc., is no longer needed, as you are simply going to say what is true and be who you are. In other words, you will not waste time and effort in determining what is the image you wish to portray and what it is that others think of it. Instead, just be yourself. Be sincere and true, and let the energy instead be used to keep an eye on your mind to ensure that you do not revert back to your old tricks of being false and pretentious. And three, the requirement of honesty is paramount when you start participating in the silent mind meditations. The mind, you will learn, is very cunning and elusive. The mind will easily deceive you, and in order to catch it in the act, you will have to be brutally honest and sharp. The need for honesty and sincerity cannot be overemphasized. In the early stages, it is recommended to break the habit of unconscious lying and self-deception. Even white lies and diplomacy ought to be abandoned, and complete forthrightness be embraced. So next week, we will begin with learning about the basic meditations that you're going to do after the yoga for meditation set. You will learn the yoga for meditation set that is part of phase one as well. So just wanted to give you an overview and get you started in phase one, or get you the components that we just went over. And I guarantee this will be a rewarding process for you. And so stick with it and tune in next time. I wish you peace during this time of exploration in this great adventure in consciousness. So I send you on your way with peace.
From whence I've come into, who am I?
return.